This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Matt Lorich, a well-respected dentist in Livonia, Michigan. Dr. Lorich is known for his commitment to community and ongoing dental health education. Dr. Lorich, a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, you're more than welcome and looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, what is periodontal disease?
Periodontal disease, the infamous periodontal disease. Before I kind of get maybe the more nitty-gritty of it, there should be kind of maybe an anatomical classification of what is the structures affected in. And your tooth is actually locked into your jawbone, a joint. Just like any other joint in your body, there are ligaments that attach that tooth to the bone. And that structures of ligaments and bone around your tooth is called the periodontium. So that's where the periodontal kind of comes from. And just like anything else, they can get bacteria. They can get inflamed and infected. And that's what we call periodontal disease, or gum disease is probably a more common way of approaching it. But that's when you get gum disease and you get that infection, you end up losing bone and you lose that attachment and that joint kind of softens a little bit. And that's when you see tooth loss. And that's probably the biggest downside from the oral environment with periodontal disease or gum disease. But it's relatively prevalent. The CDC recently came out and said that in America, over half of Americans 30 years or older have some form of periodontal disease, which is a little startling.
Yeah, I'd say so. Now, how would actually one get periodontal disease?
So an excellent question. That's something that's a kind of tough for people to grasp sometimes, but it's something that you don't necessarily catch as much as it is something you develop. And the way one might develop it is, you know, sometimes we get that fuzz on our teeth if we haven't cleaned it really well, or we haven't, you know, skipped a time brushing it. And that fuzz we call plaque. And over time, that plaque can calcify and harden, just kind of, like anything else. And we call that calculus. And that's the tough stuff that the hygienist is scraping off your teeth at a dental cleaning. That stuff, if left for too long, will lead to that infection. And it's just a hardened collection of bacteria in there. So really, over time, starts an inflammatory process where you really start losing some of that bone and ligament and inflamed gums in there. But there are people who are more susceptible to periodontal disease or gum disease with smokers. We find it more common. People with diabetes, poor healing, they're more susceptible to periodontal disease as well. We do find that there is probably some genetic predisposition to periodontal disease. So if your family member or someone has, you know, kind of struggled with that in the past, that might be something, you know, you could be a little more predisposed to as well.
And taking that a little further, is there any concern that this infection could affect the rest of one's health?
Yeah, so that's something that we're concerned with, right? And as we try to get a more universal approach to the health, kind of an all-encompassing approach, you logically would assume the mouth is the gateway to the body. So you would assume some sort of infection in your mouth that you ingest every time you swallow or talk or eat would lead to some poor effects on your overall health. And research has been pretty consistent with that logic. And there's been some pretty significant links to periodontal disease and, let's say, heart disease has been a very common one. And part of that is the inflammatory process that kind of affects your gums and your bones and your, you know, potential tooth loss. When you're swallowing, all the time, you're getting that inflammatory process kind of started in your cardiovascular system. And there is some increased risk of people with periodontal disease to have a stroke or have a heart attack, which is pretty serious. There's also a correlation to diabetes, and this one is somewhat cyclical, because we talked a little bit about how if you have diabetes, you're a little more predisposed to periodontal disease. And if you have periodontal disease, you have a tendency to have a more difficult time regulating your blood glucose level. In other words, having a more challenging time regulating your diabetes. So if you have diabetes, you can get periodontal disease easier. And if you have periodontal disease, you have a harder time managing your diabetes. So it's kind of a two-way road with that. And then also cancer. You know, there's always some links to it. There's still research ongoing trying to clarify that a little bit more, because obviously that's an important one people want to figure out and identify. But a study at the University of Buffalo School of Public Health found that women with periodontal disease had a 14% overall increased risk of breast cancer over women who didn't have periodontal disease. So not necessarily a large number, but definitely, something that's a little eye-catching in there. So as research continues and there probably will uncover more overall systemic health issues that are related to not only the oral environment, but also periodontal disease in particular.
Certainly some eye-opening information today. We're joined by Dr. Matt Lorich, a well-respected dentist in Livonia, Michigan. He is known for his commitment to community and ongoing dental health education. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Dental Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Lorich, how could someone tell if they had periodontal disease? Any red flags, anything we should look for there?
So another good question. That's, a lot at times kind of we find in health that sometimes, symptomatic diagnosis is different from diagnostic measures. So really a dental health professional would be the best person to identify that. But there are in more advanced stages of periodontal disease, some symptoms that arise that are a little alarming. One is if you have bad taste or bad breath pretty consistently, that's pretty typical. Crooked teeth, if your teeth start really shifting quite a bit, that can also be a sign of periodontal disease. We kind of talked about the bone loss earlier, and obviously with bone loss, if you start noticing your teeth start getting wiggly, that's also a sign. There can be pain with it. There also is sometimes no pain involved. Sometimes there is some purulence or pus that comes out of it. Gums pulling away, and I gave you a more than a few there, but those are ones that are pretty characteristic and common when we see a patient with periodontal disease. But really having, you can catch it early, and it's very asymptomatic in the beginning stages. So really some diagnostic measurements performed by the dental hygienist or the dentist can really help identify those risk factors and potential progression of disease for you.
Now, in regards to prevention, what steps could be taken to prevent periodontal disease?
So obviously routine cleanings, as we discussed, that plaque that hardens and becomes, as we call in the dental field, calculus, that can't be removed with a toothbrush or floss or anything. So it is important to go in, and most people can kind of survive on a two-year cleaning regimen. Some people need a little more help in that department, but a lot of it also is home care. And that's, I know, something that we all kind of struggle with. When a doctor says you need diet and exercise will help you out, it's hard. That's not the easy fix, but it is the simplest. And simple being brushing your teeth thoroughly for 2 minutes twice a day, flossing twice a day, and using a good mouth rinse, twice a day as well is super important. And then just having your dentist and your dental hygienist take a look, make sure that there's not any risk factors, that there's not any extra buildup or any other potential diagnostic markers of it, would go a long way. There would be a huge reduction, in the number of people that have it if they managed it appropriately like that.
Well, Dr. Lohr, it's really good to have had you today, and thanks for your coverage on periodontal disease. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to add?
No, you know, my overall sentiment would be to everyone interested in having good overall health, which I think most of us are interested in that, is not to neglect your mouth. I think people tend to take for granted a healthy mouth because they're able, while they have it, they're able to eat, communicate, drink, breathe without any complications. But as those luxuries that we're used to kind of tend to disappear, if you start losing teeth or having pain, it becomes much more challenging, obviously from a functional level, but also if you're trying to eat and stay healthy with a nutritious diet, you know, you really need a good set of chompers to help you out with that. And then obviously all the potential overall systemic health links that we talked about, the heart disease, the potential risks for cancer and whatnot. Those are all important to really keep in mind and really focus on keeping your teeth clean and keep your mouth healthy if you want to live a healthy life.
Great information, a great tip there. In conclusion, where can listeners get all the details on your practice there in Livonia, Michigan, and also be in contact as needed?
So if you go to our website, and I'm going to spell it out for you because my last name's a little complicated, but it's lauricsdentistry.com, which is spelled L-A-U-R-I-C-H dentistry.com. You can find out information there. We have two offices, Livonia and Farmington. They're about 5 to 6 miles apart, so we service two communities in there, and we're open all sorts of hours. We're open from pretty much 8 to 8 almost every day. So we're really made ourselves available to help just about anyone who might need attention.
Well, Dr. Lohr, certainly appreciate what you do there in Livonia, Michigan. All the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much. It was an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Matt Lohrich, a well-respected dentist in Livonia, Michigan, and known for his commitment to community and ongoing dental health education. And for further details and to learn more, visit lohrichdentistry.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.